For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Hollywood A-listers continue to yell cut on the Biden campaign. What began with people such as George Clooney and Michael Douglas now includes Rob Reiner, Abigail Disney, Michael Moore, Stephen King, and Ashley Judd. Democrats in Congress also think Biden ought to exit the campaign, but Biden has so far ignored the calls. Israeli officials are asking the United Nations Relief Works Agency to fire more than 100 employees who they say are actually terrorists. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Israeli Ambassador Amir Weisbrod wrote in a letter to UNRWA that 108 people working for them are actually Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists. The letter demands they be fired and promises to reveal additional names soon. That this was just a small fraction of the number of actual terrorists working with what is supposed to be a relief and charity organization. The IDF found a Hamas data center located right underneath UNRWA headquarters in Gaza City. Months ago, Israel named 12 UNRWA employees they believed were terrorists, but the relief organization said that Israel failed to provide enough proof that they were. Israel's defense minister estimates about 12% of UNRWA's 13,000 employees are in Palestinian terrorist groups.
A congressional hearing involving Ben Shapiro has a lot of people talking on social media. AFN's Steve Jordahl has this story.
The hearing was somewhat in the weeds about how advertisers are influenced to avoid placement with conservative media. But California Congressman Eric Swalwell didn't want to miss the opportunity to score a point or two on podcaster Ben Shapiro. Swalwell first tried to link Shapiro to President Trump and a perceived unpopular agenda for his presidency.
On just like a scale of 0 to 100%, how much do you support Project 2025?
I think like President Trump, I haven't looked all that deeply at Project 2025, but it seems that Democrats on this committee, sort of like Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, if they say Project 2025 enough, their presidential candidate becomes alive again.
Ouch. Swalwell then tried to dive into the proposal, again, completely missing the mark.
You probably want less bureaucracy, right?
I do.
I want less bureaucracy. You want more efficiency?
I do.
I want more efficiency. You want taxpayer money spent wisely?
I do. Congrats on becoming a Republican.
Yeah. My parents would be proud.
Finally, Swalwell played his Trump card, so to speak. He put up a placard with Shapiro's own words on same-sex marriage.
And just because we found some receipts, you did say, I think homosexual activity is a sin.
Yes, I'm a religious Jew.
Sure,
that's true.
There's a genetic component.
You found me out.
Orientation. You said, I may have a desire to sleep with many women, but I do not.
I agree with me. Yes, that's true.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
A school committee in Massachusetts has decided to take action to counter biological males unfairly competing on girls' sports team. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Sam Whiting of Massachusetts Family reports the Dighton-Rehoboth School Committee has approved a policy allowing coaches and student athletes to choose whether to compete against teams with athletes of the opposite sex.
9 or 10 members on the school committee, every single one voted in favor. The superintendent spoke out in favor of the policy. So we think that that's really a resounding message to the MIAA and the rest of Massachusetts that this is a common sense policy.
Whiting says the MIAA, or Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, has ruled that males must be allowed to compete on girls' teams if there are not equivalent boys' teams.
Ultimately, we want the Massachusetts Inter-Athletic Association and the courts to recognize that they made a mistake decades ago in requiring boys to be on girls' sports teams, and that that policy as a whole should be reversed.
He says over the years, there have been girls that have sustained serious injuries because of male physical dominance in most sports. I'm Bob Kellogg.
In final news, the average cost of gasoline today is $3.53 a gallon. That's up slightly from this time last week and about 8 cents from this time last month. The average cost for a gallon of diesel is $3.87. Find more news on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.